without doubt, this is threatening to close their doors.
Anna Wake Rose is Cherokee. She's president and CEO of the nonprofit American Indian Higher Education Consortium. These schools depend on three federal agencies to stay financially afloat.
If you take away any one of those legs, that stool will fall. And we actually saw flat funding at both the Department of Education and USDA.
As for the Interior Department,
ironically, the agency that's really in charge of the trust responsibility to Indian people is the one that zeroed out funding.
The White House did not respond to KJZZ's request when asked to explain why. But Scott Davis, who is Standing Rock Sioux and senior advisor to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, testified during a congressional hearing that these huge cuts are nothing new.
We've been through the ebbs and flows of funding with Congress for a long time. We've seen cuts. We've seen increases. We've seen it all. But we've always been resilient.
Fauna Offam Community College President Stephen Schoonmaker worries this is nothing short of a death sentence.
Some tribal colleges will die quickly and others will die slowly, but we cannot sustain without the obligated funds that should be coming and have come for a long time.
While the community college is home to nearly 1,200 students with four campuses statewide, Schoonmaker says they are still dependent on the feds. More than half of its operational funding comes from the Bureau of Indian Education. He fears funding shortfalls could have cascading effects, like losing their accreditation, which took years to achieve.
Our accreditor is going to say, are you fiscally stable? And if you aren't, they're just going to look at that as a red flag.
And the looming cuts could discourage student interest, with Schoonmaker saying the mere threat hurts enrollment.
Why would a student say, I'm going to go to Tonawanda Community College when they may lose 90% of a major funding source?
In Santa Fe, the Institute of American Indian Arts is bracing for the Trump administration to do away with its $13 million appropriation.
They've never given us a reason. Didn't expect this one, though.
President Robert Martin, who is Cherokee, never imagined his summer being bogged down by grave budget talks before retiring later this month. Now it's up to lawmakers in D.C. to decide the fate of this prestigious art school in the Southwest.
In our name, it has Indian and arts, and both of those I don't think are considered to be very important to this current administration.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo.